A state House committee today began considering three bills that would require the state to eliminate its investments in the Darfur region of Sudan. A similar attempt failed last year without the early support of the Palin administration and the permanent fund. The governor's support arrived late in the session. However, in today's hearing, the divestment was tightened and the support was present. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The Darfur region of Sudan has known conflict since a famine hit the area in the mid-80s. And the U.S. government has had sanctions against the national government there since 1997. The violence escalated early this century to the world's worst humanitarian crisis. More than 2 million people displaced, 400,000 killed. It is a genocide, and it's still going on. Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra, who sponsored one of the three bills before the House, says, quote, "We draw the line at genocide." Sponsor of one of the other bills, Anchorage Republican Bob Lynn, agrees.
The Congress has called it genocide. President Bush signed it. When President Obama was in the Congress, he voted for it. So we have basically two presidents who thought it was okay, plus the Congress, to call it genocide.
And I think every member of Congress, I think it was unanimous, and the two presidents, right?
Bipartisan.
That congressional action 2 years ago approved divestiture in Sudan and banned federal investment in companies that do business there. In introducing the administration's bill, Governor Palin said the investment in companies with ties to the repressive regime in Sudan is inconsistent with the moral and political values of the people of Alaska. And Revenue Commissioner Pat Galvin said the state has a moral imperative to act.
One way that we can act that has been identified and has been pursued by many other entities and many other states and the federal government as well, is to divest our funds from businesses that are doing activities that are supportive of these genocide activities.
The three bills are identical in their goals. The difference is how to go about it, and there was no argument over those differences. Because of the tight federal ban, all the forbidden investments would be in foreign companies. Guerra says there would be no investment in companies that provide military supplies to Sudan or in companies that pay royalties to the Sudanese government for oil and mineral activities. He says that money is what's paying for the genocide.
And so the goal is to hit those companies that are as closely related as possible to the military effort in Sudan, but not companies that are there to run gas stations, grocery stores, or do things in the southern part of Sudan that are beneficial to the people of Darfur.
The bill would require divestiture in all the investment funds the state manages, not in funds where investments are decided by an outside manager. It would include the retirement fund and the permanent fund. Guerra estimates that the divestiture would involve only 0.1% of the fund. Those state funds are forbidden to divest under current law. The prudent investor rule only allows managers to consider the return on the investment, not issues outside of the economic gain. Permanent Fund Executive Director Mike Burns calls that social investing, and it carries the risk of expanding the non-financial goals. He says in their specific reference to the Sudan and the congressional ban, all three bills put a tight fence around that concern. The bills will be back for public comment and a committee vote. But no date has yet been set.